The Commands of the Apostles. Number 6. Be Constant in Prayer. In the Commands of Jesus, we discuss the frequency with which Jesus issued certain commands. We found this telling component clarifying where our own priorities ought to lie. This was obviously not the only indicator, but was an important factor in illuminating what the Lord wanted to emphasize. How often did he lay various commands upon his disciples? If he said something a lot, we had better be paying close attention. We found that his most frequently given injunctions were not always what we might have expected. One injunction we discovered in the top tier was the command to pray. This was no surprise. Pointing his disciples toward prayer represented one of Jesus' expected and most persistent priorities. Whether he was teaching them how to pray, "When you pray, pray like this," telling them how not to pray, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites," instructing them in the necessity of prayer in a variety of circumstances, "This kind only comes out by prayer and fasting," demonstrating prayer by his own example, "Sit here while I go and pray," or warning them about the trials coming to them, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Jesus used nearly every situation that came up as a reminder to his disciples to pray. We find the injunction to prayer also among the most frequent of the apostolic commands. The words pray and prayer occur everywhere one looks. This emphasis is heightened when one considers the incident-specific commands. Paul begs the readers of his letters, "Pray for us." He asks them to pray for such and such an individual or church and reminds them to pray for the brethren. From the pen of Paul, however, this command takes a fascinating twist. Paul elevates the dynamic of prayer to a lofty new level of intimacy. He commands not an occasional exercise, not an object of special times of worship, but constant, continual, and ongoing prayer. "Pray without ceasing" are the familiar words of 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Encountering this command for the first time, we throw up our hands in despair. But then we see that Paul is not counseling us to become Trappist monks. He is revealing a high truth. True prayer is no mere exercise of devotion. It is not a litany of requests placed before God, nor even a cry for help in an hour of darkness. It may include all these, but the prayer commanded by Jesus and the apostles is far more. It is a state of consciousness. Being constant in prayer describes an orientation of heart. It is a life synchronization of submitted, humble, attentive childness toward our Father, listening moment by moment to what He would have us do and say, how He would have us think. The whispered words that come from our lips are but invisible butterflies winging heavenward, birthed by the deeper condition of being in which our hearts and minds live. The true home of our existence dwells in a realm of obedient childness in the heart of fatherness. Prayer is the oxygen of that inner dwelling place. It speaks of an energy of spirit conversance in which our spiritual lungs inhale and exhale in sympathetic responsiveness to the One who loves, rules, speaks, guides, and in all ways is our life. George MacDonald calls it the air of eternal fatherhood. Thomas Kelly describes this ongoing exchange between father and child, a gentle receptiveness to divine breathings. It is this, I believe, that Paul means when he says, "Be constant in prayer." Be constant in prayer. Romans 12:2. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Ephesians 6:18. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Be watchful in prayer. Pray also for us. Colossians 4, verses 2 and 3. Pray constantly. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I urge that prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men. 1 Timothy 2:1. Men should pray in every place. 1 Timothy 2:8. If you are suffering, pray. Pray for one another, that you might be healed. James 5, verses 13 and 16. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.